Shadow Breakers, Day 7, Broken Pots. Have you ever seen that trick where a magician pulls a tablecloth from underneath a placed set of dishes? 1, 2, 3, voila! The tablecloth is successfully removed from underneath the dishes without any of them moving. It's amazing how the inertia of such a move doesn't affect the status of the dishes at all. But going through a divorce can feel quite the opposite. It's a major life shift that affects every aspect of our lives. In my experience, it felt as though someone tried this trick with my life and failed miserably. The facets of my life were the neatly placed dishes arranged in a beautiful setting. But when my marriage was snatched from underneath me, all of it fell to the floor and broke into 1,000 pieces. I was broken, with no clue of how to put myself back together again. Have you ever been there? It's not a pleasant place to be. Fortunately, we are not without hope. There is a master potter who knows just how to put our lives back together again. In Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 4, God tells Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house, where he finds a potter reshaping marred clay, forming it into a different pot, and shaping it as it seemed best to him. Then, in verse 6, God says, "Can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does?" God's message to Jeremiah was that, as the master potter, he is more than able to reshape ruined or broken clay. God is our potter, and we are the clay. If you feel broken today, reread Jeremiah 18:6 and replace the word Israel with your name, and hear God say to you, "Can I not do with you as this potter does?" Then trust that our loving God is able and faithful enough to reshape our lives even better than they were before. Today's promise is found in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."